Welcome to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. The Twin Towers neighborhood in Dayton was established more than 100 years ago, and it's been through a lot. Recently, 84 new houses opened in the area for low-income families. But what does this mean for a neighborhood trying to turn itself around? I asked Jan Lepore-Gentleson, the director of East End Community Services.
Is it possible to improve the neighborhood without risking pushing people out of the neighborhood?
A lot of the people who live in this community are so poor that they can't afford to live in our low-income housing that we just built. We don't have a housing problem in our community. We have an income problem in our community. That's where we need to be focusing attention.
What does it take to establish that kind of stability that you're talking about?
I think you need a mix of support services, relationships that are supportive among the families who live here, and then decent housing, and then the big institutions like police and schools that are really focused on improving the quality for everybody. This neighborhood alone, 63% of our children live below the poverty line. Well, that's tough. And the only way we're going to break that cycle is to get our kids a good education and get them through college or some kind of post-secondary credential program so that they can be successful breadwinners later on. So these are generational issues. These just don't go away.
For the parents of the children who you're talking about, what are their prospects like and what are some of the issues that you're seeing?
We've all heard that there are lots of jobs out there and that there's a very high unemployment rate. And the gap is training and skill levels. What we need desperately is some job training for the population that is kind of languishing out there without having access to living wage jobs. I mean, you can always get a fast food job, but you can't raise a family on a fast food job.
And describe to me a little bit more about what Twin Towers has been through. You're saying it's been in a decline recently. What was it like before?
When the highway punched through in the late 50s, early 60s, things started to change. People couldn't take the noise and the congestion from the construction. A lot of the German families that had made their homes here around St. Mary Church had started to move out into the suburbs because now the suburbs were opening up, Huber Heights, even what is now called Riverside. A lot of people from the neighborhood moved out. That left a lot of homes then for sale or for rent. And about that same time, a lot of the migrants were coming up from the Appalachian states in search of the jobs in the factories. The houses were old, and they were hard to keep up. And eventually, the structures just started to go into decline. And as they were rental properties, there were a lot of families moving in and out on a fairly rapid basis. And that's a lot of wear and tear on a home. But they tell me this was a wonderful neighborhood, you know, back in the day. And our goal is to bring it back that same way.
That's Jan Lepore-Gentleson from East End Community Services. And this is Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.